A long, long day of sports news that, yes, you can't get enough of. Hey, I'm Simply Butch. This is Butch on Sports. And as always, thanks for tuning in, boys and girls. Here, yeah, a abbreviated version of Butch on Sports tonight on Sunday, late Sunday night. Well, not too late here, a little after 9 o'clock in the evening here, but yours truly had a very long day of covering sports news. Yes, again, I will repeat, you can't get enough of here. Let's start off with the home team, the Detroit Lions, that many of the prognosticators thought that people were nutty as a fruitcake because they had the Lions favored to win by 2 over the Minnesota. Yes, the Minnesota Vikings. Kirk Cousins had threw 41 balls, completed 31 of them for 425 yards, 2 touchdowns. However, Minnesota only rushed the ball 17 times for a ridiculous total of 22 yards. That's a 1.3 average there. For the Lions, Jeff Goff, 27 of 39 for 330 yards, a 8.5 average in passing. And rushing the ball, the Detroit Lions brass of rushing the ball was for 134 yards out of 30 carries there. That's a 4.5 average there. The longest of the day was a fake punt of 42 yards by C.J. Moore in the third quarter to keep a drive alive for the Detroit Lions on that particular fake punt. The Lions scored on their second offensive possession on a 41-yard pass to rookie Jameson Williams against a blown coverage there. Two plays after the defensive itinerary of the Detroit Lions stuffed Dalvin Cook on 4th-and-1 in the middle of the road there. And that kind of messed up Minnesota from the start. The second play after the Lions had received the ball in their first series of downs, they scored a touchdown. Yes, in his second game, after recovering from a torn ACL, Alabama's Williams, the Detroit Lions' first-round draft pick, 12th overall, he broke away for a deep ball, caught it from quarterback Jeff Goff at the 10:34 mark of the first quarter. Indeed, yes, I'll say it if you don't want to. Indeed, the Nerds and the Detroit Lions won on Sunday by a final score of 34-23. The Lions have won 5 out of their last 6 games and, by the way, successfully converted. Yes, that fake punt, that was a big play in the game for the Detroit Lions, gained 42 yards. Defense, in and out there. Now, since Dan Campbell took over as the head coach in 2021, the Lions are 6 of 7 on fake punts. That means making them well, good. In addition, they have produced points in 9 straight quarters dating back to week number 12. I can't say the Lions are for real, but they're getting and they're buying a lot of sellers here. They will play the New York Jets. Yes, the New York Jets in New York, or should I say New Jersey at MetLife Stadium there next week. We'll see if that good feeling, which the Jets are in a bind right now, their quarterback situation, very good defense, by the way, but their quarterback situation and offense is kind of scattered there. So we'll see how the Lions fare in MetLife Stadium. It will be their second trip at MetLife Stadium this particular season. As we know, they beat the Giants at MetLife earlier this year here. The Detroit Tigers announced that they have acquired third baseman, corner outfielder Justin Henry Malone and left-handed pitcher Jake Higginbotham from the Atlanta Braves in exchange for a right-handed pitcher Joe Jimenez and cash considerations. Malone, 22, saw time in 3 levels of the Braves organization in 2022. Playing 133 games between Senior A Rome, Double A Mississippi, and Triple A Gwinnett. Malone is ranked one of the top prospects for the Atlanta Braves organization. He was a 6th overall pick by Baseball America and was named one of the best hitting for average and possession knowing that strike zone very well with discipline there. Hinson Botham is 26 years old. He's been the entire 2022 season with Double-A Mississippi, appearing in 48 games and posted a 2-5 record with 3 saves and a 4.73 earned run average and 48 strikeouts. He ranked 4th in the Southern League with 48 appearances. Now the Tigers have 38 of their 40-man roster, give or take some. Let me continue here. Okay, all righty. Speaking of baseball there, Xander Bogaert is headed for the San Diego Padres. The all-star shortstop has agreed to 11-year, $280 million contract deal, according to ESPN's Jeff Passan, ending a tender with the Boston Red Sox going back 10 seasons and giving San Diego yet another mega deal on its books. San Diego must have a lot of money because, woo-wee, they're spending a lot of bucks here. And we'll go over that maybe later on down the road a piece there. Football, either the Heisman Trophy, if you haven't heard, it was won by someone from USC. That's all I'm saying. I don't really pay no more attention to the Heisman Trophy anymore because it doesn't seem to get the best football player of all of football. It's offensive type of slanted there in such a manner. It's a joke. And when they did not include Blake Corum as part of the roster, at least being considered for the Heisman Trophy, it just doesn't fit to me very well. And a whole lot of people doesn't fit very well. However, last season playing in Virginia, Oluwatimi was the finalist for the Remington Award. Award given to the best center in the country there. Oluwami was a transfer to Michigan, known for his offensive identity of running the ball, was a perfect fit for his style, and now Oluwami has won the Remington Award in 2022. Congratulations to him. Oluwami is a player for the University of Michigan there. Speaking of the University of Michigan, tragic news. Yesterday morning, Saturday, as Demetrius Michi Walker passed away from his battle from cancer, it was with heavy hearts and great sadness that they shared. Demetri Walker had passed away to the general public in a courageous fight with his cancer there. Demetri Walker was from Muskegon, Michigan. For the last 2 years, has been very much so cuddling him and basically giving him all the doggone support in town as he was battling cancer. With chemotherapy and also multiple surgeries that this young man has had. Despite the devastating disease, Walker, he held his hopes up high. His heart and spirit drew a lot of people around him, including the University of Michigan football team. Our condolences to the parents of Demetri Walker and all fans who was rooting this guy on there. Very, very encouraging man and a big fighter, lost his fight with cancer. Longtime American journalist and soccer reporter Grant Walls, he passed away on Friday while covering the World Cup in Ecuador. He was 48 years old. Walls was covering the Argentina-Netherlands match at Lucille Stadium on Friday when he seems to be seemingly unconscious in the seat in the press box there. Medics attended him for at least 30 minutes before taking him out on a stretcher and to a local hospital there. His cause of death is unknown. Walls was a beloved reporter throughout the United States. He worked both for CBS Sports and Sports Illustrated before launching his own platform on Substack. Outside his soccer coverage, Walls was responsible for several iconic articles, including the Sports Illustrated cover story, including the chosen one that featured the story of LeBron James when he was in high school there. Also, he did a story on Kevin Durant. I met Walls way in 2002 was the year I met him at the Palace of Auburn Hills. He was covering some basketball, and again, a young man, 17 years old, named LeBron James, was in attendance of that particular game. And he was very kind, a very generous individual there, very humble of the work he's done and the compliments he received. He just felt that he didn't deserve it all, but he was a fine, fine writer and a very gracious person. If one of the reports we did hear this year about Walls was that that he was stopped from entering the stadium on covering one of the soccer games there because he supported the LGBT community with a T-shirt there, which, by the way, in Quetta, and they don't allow that there. But it did get straightened out from officials, which the official from World Soccer and also from the government of Quetta did apologize to the individual there, did allow him in the stadium to do his job. And despite of what people thought of the gesture of him wearing that T-shirt and whatnot there, it was well supported by many, many people around the world and then some. Again, Grant Walls died of, we don't know as of yet there. He was still young, 48 years old. Speaking of the World Cup, Morocco has become the first African team to advance to the semifinals of the World Cup with a 1-0 victory over Portugal on Saturday morning. The winning goal came in the final minute of the first half. Now, France attempted to win back-to-back World Cup championships. They're still on the prowl there after winning 2-1 over England in their quarterfinals on Saturday afternoon there. Now, the other side of the bracket will be filled out by Argentina and Croatia. That game will be on Tuesday. The France and Morocco game will be on Wednesday afternoon. I do believe the starting time, Eastern Standard Time, will be 2 o'clock. You can catch both those games on the Fox National Network there. The Detroit Pistons played tonight on a busy, busy Sunday. A season best of 38 points by Boja Bogotovic just wasn't enough for the Pistons there. The Pistons lost to the Los Angeles Lakers by a score of 124-117. After a dagger of a three-point shot by Austin Reeves gave the Lakers a five-point lead with 12.4 seconds remaining. They juiced out the rest of the game, thus giving you the final score, 124-117. Pistons are up and down. They lost their third in a row. They will be playing, I do believe. Who will they be playing? I forget. Right that quick. I think North Carolina. Charlotte. Yes, I think Charlotte. They'll be with their next feature game. That will be on Wednesday evening there in Charlotte. Okay, I got that one. And a little bit of celebration for the University of Detroit graduate senior Antone Davis made the NCAA history, reaching his 3,000 points and tying his own school record with 10 three-pointers en route of a game-high of 36 points. However, it was a setback because U of D Mercy lose to Charlotte. University of Charlotte, that is, by a final score of 82-80. An overtime game indeed. You can celebrate by Davis there, but U of D got to start winning some games there for everybody to get on the board and on the bandwagon with them. Just plain and simple. I just said it. Finally, you may remember this basketball player, Paul Silas, a defensive stalwart who won 3 NBA championships and went on to coach for over a decade in the league, the NBA, that is. He died this afternoon. He was 79 years old. The NBA All-Defensive First Teamer in 2074-75, and also he followed up in 75 and 76. He also experienced some success in the playoffs with Boston, winning 2 NBA championships in 4 seasons with that particular team. He started off with St. Louis. After St. Louis moved to Atlanta, he played there, moving to Boston. After winning in Boston for 4 years, he played 1 year in Denver with the Denver Nuggets, that is. Excuse me on that there. And then Silas spent his final 3 seasons with the Seattle Supersonics, which, by the way, he won another championship in 1978-1979. Paul Silas was 79 years old. Boy, and I remember a lot of games with Paul Silas in there. He was one of the most sneakiest defensive guys. Do you ever want to watch play the game of defense there? Very good indeed. He was a joy to watch play and a little dirty too. But, hey, if you don't get caught by the officials, what can you say here? And with that, I'll say this abbreviated of Butch on Sports is over there. Butch on Sports is a presentation of Oh My Darling Productions. Check out Butch on Sports on Facebook, always on Facebook, or you can go to the homepage at podomatic.com. Type in simplybutchto.podomatic.com. Also, go to the Game Sports Show and the GameSportsShow.com and the Game Sports Show. podbean.com for, yes, all kind of good stuff. Hearing from someone in a fan in Alaska who listened to Butch on Sports on YouTube. Yes, we're on YouTube, boys and girls. Also on Apple and a whole lot of other dignified and important audio mediums there. I have news to give you down the road a piece about some exciting things that will be going to be coming up, but hey, we'll wait for that for a little minute and let you get ready, set, and go here. Hopefully you have a great, great beginning of the week. It's going to be cold in the state of Michigan there, but hey, warm up, put your coat on, make sure your gloves and your hat's on there, and yes, stay safe, boys and girls. A lot of stuff going around, a lot of people getting very ill. Don't you be one of them there. Take safety and precaution if you have to. Yes, wear a mask, okay? Yes, please, wear a mask where you go there. We all like to collaborate and corroborate because, yes, this is the most giving time of the year, but let's be safe about it, okay? Let's stay safe and stay well. Hey, I'm Simply Butch. I'm out of here. Check me out on Wednesday on Butch on Sports, where we give you another edition of sports that, yes, you can't get enough of.